This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Dozens of Denver area students gathered at the Colorado State Capitol building this afternoon to protest gun violence. Maka, a rising senior at Northfield High School, says she hopes protests such as these lead to change.
Educate yourself, educate those around you, and don't be afraid to use your voice, because at the end of the day, student voices are sometimes the things that really get the point through.
The protest comes after a school lockdown at Northfield prompted increased tensions and anxieties around school shootings. It also comes 3 days after a mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children and two adults were killed at an elementary school. Thousands of cyclists will race against a train this weekend in southwestern Colorado. It's the 50th anniversary of the Iron Horse Bicycle Classic. Race director Gage Sippy says historically, cyclists win.
So it takes the train anywhere from 3.5 to 3 hours and 45 minutes to get to Silverton from Durango. And the top end cyclists can do it in 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
The Iron Horse race starts Saturday and goes 47 miles over two steep mountain passes. About 60% of Colorado is in a severe drought or worse. Federal drought data show the southern border is struggling the most. That's where extreme and exceptional drought conditions have spread significantly. The snow that collected in the mountains has started to melt too soon in some areas. Statewide snowpack sits at 73% of what's normal for this time of year. In the southwest corner, the snow has already melted down to 3% of what's normal there. In Boulder, it's 84 degrees and fair. Expect mostly cloudy skies overnight along the French Range, with highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. This is CPR News.